AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to the William Hill Sunday Racing Preview. We're building up to the three big races from Navan on this edition of the preview. We're also racing at Fosslass and Market Raising, which you'll hear live from 1:25 p.m. with Craig Forsyth and Mark Walton in the studio. But for the meantime, my name is Sam Norris, and I'm delighted to say joining me on the line once more is champion jockey AP McCoy to take a look at some of the action today from Navan. How are you this morning, AP? You well?
Yeah, very good, thanks.
Good stuff, and no races for yourself today, but three good looking Grade Twos on the card at Navan.
Yeah, few good races. Yeah, definitely. Definitely worth looking forward to, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll dive straight into the action then. The first of these Grade Twos then comes up at 2:15. This one, the Island Boy and Hurdle, ran over 2 mile 5 furlongs. 8 of them line up to contest this, and the top three in the market are Deadig Out for Tony Martin, and William Mullins brings a strong contingent to this race with Briar Hill and Zaidport in the race. Top three in the market, AP, have clashed heads before. Who comes out on top today?
I mean, there wasn't much between Deadig Out and Zaidport last time at Gorham Park. They were very close to the match, and Briar Hill was a little bit further back and forth, but it's kind of interesting, I think, that Ruby Walsh sticks with Briar Hill. He obviously thinks that he's opened a little bit of improvement and he's going the right way. Those are the main contenders, really. The other horse to mention is obviously is back, William Mullins is back in focus as well. So it's kind of a race that to dig out Zaidport, Briar Hill, the three horses that ran in Gorham Park are very closely matched. I think the dig out is probably the most solid, and he's probably the one that's
going to take the beat. OK, there we are, then, thoughts of AP in the first of the Grade Twos, then from Navan. Next up, at 3:20, we have a novice chase ran over 2 mile and 1 furlong. 5 of them will line up to contest this, and Gil Gamboa, who you've rode in the past, short enough, but does he get the job done today?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's still only 2 miles again, which might be on the quick side for him, but there's no one to show in this race, and there's no car cam even, so he should be capable of winning. Of the others, obviously Bishop's Road won well in the handicap last time at Leopardstown, wasn't, you know, sort of bad for him. And Real Steel was running a good race behind Vitor. He was well enough held, but he was running a good enough race behind Vitor at Leopardstown the last day, so he's got bits of good form, but Gil Gamboa should be good enough. As you said, there's no Undersaw or no Clark camp, so Gil Gamboa should win.
Okay, Gil Gamboa in the 3:20 then for AP. The final race on the preview then comes up at 3:55. This one, another novice chase, ran over 3 miles this time, so a stamina sapping trip for the 6 that line up. Who gets the nod here?
I think Apache Jack won well enough. He won at Navan. He made the run, he went a good gap, he seemed to stay going well. I thought that was a very good win when he won in Navan. The others, obviously Noble Emperor of JP's, he won at Ferry House, won quite well. Definitely a smart horse that's progressing. There's no doubt that he's pretty decent. You have the likes of Very Wood, who obviously won the Albert Bartlett last year at Cheltenham, but has been a little bit out of sorts, if you like, in novice chases, was pulled up by Dom Pulley in Aberystwyth last time over Christmas, and before that he was pulled up in Punchestown as well, so he has been a little bit disappointing. And obviously Urano of Brendan Williams and Robbie Walsh. He won well when he won in Cork, but again, I think he's probably a step up in class. I like the top horse. I like the Apache Jack. I think he's winning in that one was pretty solid. I think he'll take the beat.
Okay, it's Apache Jack then in the 3:55 for AP. Thank you very much for joining me ahead of the Navan card on Sunday. Short and sweet on the preview this morning, but the thoughts of champion jockey AP McCoy there on the three big races of the day from Navan. Thank you for joining me on the preview, AP, and I hope you enjoy the action today.
Thank you. Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.